Emma Kent.
And I'm Derek Russell, and this is The Memo,
a podcast of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and djournal.com.
Good afternoon, Emma.
Good afternoon, Derek.
Good afternoon, Northeast Mississippi. Welcome to The Memo. It is Friday, November 3rd.
I can't believe it.
Believe it.
3 days in November.
Yeah. And we're still alive.
It's going to be Christmas soon.
Dear God, no, don't. You're going to do that every day.
You don't want to do this again.
I don't want to do that again.
Do you want to know how many days until Christmas?
Well, I could probably count really easily.
I couldn't in my head.
40.
How many days until Christmas? 53.
53. I was wrong. I couldn't count in my head.
53 days.
That's a lot of days.
It is, but not that many.
You know how many until Halloween?
300 and... This is unfair. I'm really bad at that.
361.
Okay.
It's okay. It's
oh, right. Gosh, that was so easy.
Don't let it
okay.
Get you down. It's Friday. You got Friday brain.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, that must be it.
I have one, not even one cup of coffee brain.
That's okay. What are you doing this weekend, Emma?
That's a good question. Probably finishing Stranger Things.
That's why I asked it. You know, I'm a reporter.
You're so good at this.
Thank you.
Probably watching Stranger Things.
Yeah, you need to finish that so I can...
So we can talk about it?
Say things out loud.
Yeah, we're on episode 6 right now, so we've got three
God,
left.
God, you're killing me. Okay.
So close.
Yeah.
And then probably packing, some more packing. And
if you're on 6, how have y'all not been like, okay, we're staying up all night and we're finishing this?
I don't know. We just haven't. I mean,
you're not enjoying it as much. I like it so much better than I did the first one.
No, I really like it. We just haven't. We've just been busy. We just haven't had time. Tonight, though, tonight is the night.
6. It's about to stop dead for you.
I don't know what that means.
The whole season's about to come to a screeching halt for you if you're on 6.
We've watched 6.
So you're about to start 7?
Right.
The whole season is about to come to a screeching halt.
I don't know what that means.
You will after tonight.
I'm just really, right now, my biggest concern is Nancy and Steve and Jonathan.
Yeah.
It's a tangled web.
That they weave.
It's a tangled web that they weave. And, you know, I like them both. But I have to say, I really like Steve, and I just need them to patch things up.
Okay.
Well, and I know that you know things I don't.
So I know so many things.
The look
you
on your face right now is
terrifying.
Yeah.
And that's because it's my face. We got a full show today. Scott Morris will be joining us, as well as Jenna Parsons, to talk movie he saw this weekend, the food section.
I heard Jenna's going to do her interview entirely in Italian.
We'll see how that goes. Because she just went to Italy.
Because she just went to Italy, right? Okay. So now she's fluent.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. You just go over and...
I went to Louisiana for a day, Cajun. Completely.
That's how it works.
I can just look at Chris and we don't even see telepathy. Yeah.
He said, hey. Oh, it's that Louisiana telepathy.
He said, good morning. How are you? See, it right there.
I guess I need to go to Louisiana so I can understand.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Would you like to try another one? I can do it.
You want to do some fe dodo and have some good gumbo tonight?
He is hungry and would like dinner. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get started on today's show.
All right. All right. Now we've got Jenna Parsons here to talk with us about real Italian food, right? Which you just had in Rome. And then a couple other stories from this week's food section. But let's start with your trip to Italy that you and your husband Charlie just went on.
We did. We were gone almost 2 weeks to celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary. And we, the night that we got there, we did a 4-hour walking food and wine tour. And even though we knew we were going to be tired, we chose to do that the first night so that we could get an idea of the different restaurants in our neighborhood and where we might want to go back for our actual anniversary and to enjoy different foods. And so we started, the first place we went, it was like meats like salami and different cured meats. And then we went on to a place that had different cheeses, the different mozzarella cheeses. And then we had fried cod and pizza and something called rice bowls. When they told us that, we thought it was going to be a bowl of rice, but it's actually a rice ball. And then we had pasta, and pizza for almost 2 weeks. It was wonderful.
It sounds delicious. The pasta that you wrote about in your column this week sounds really good, too. It
cacio e pepe, which means cheese and pepper.
Gesundheit.
And it's just like five ingredients. It's spaghetti and a little bit of butter. And you saute the black pepper in the butter. And then you put some of the pasta water into that and add the cheese and put it in with the pasta and stir it quickly with the fork. And it's delicious. But I didn't put this in the column because I haven't tried to do this yet. But the way that it was served at this one restaurant in a neighborhood called Trastevere that was over the Tiber River, over a bridge that we walked to several times. It was served in a Parmesan cheese bowl.
Oh, wow.
Like they put a circle of Parmesan cheese on a baking sheet and baked it until it got soft and melty. And then you take it out and put it over the bottom of a bowl so it forms a bowl. And then you put the pasta in that. And so you're eating pasta and you're breaking off pieces of baked Parmesan cheese.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was. we went back. We had that on the wine and food tour. We went back and had that another night. And if it weren't for all the walking that we did, probably literally close to 8 to 10 miles a day, I managed to lose 3 pounds on the trip.
Well, there you go. That's great.
Even
eat as much pasta as you want.
Yes, and pizza. And we did indulge in Prosecco, a sparkling Italian wine, just about every day. We had a little Prosecco, and we had lots of espresso. So that kind of got us going in the mornings.
Gosh, you're making me jealous right now. I would love to go.
I highly recommend it.
Well, that sounds great. And I think I'm going to have to try this recipe, too, because it looks really simple.
It is. It does look simple. There, when I was looking at how to make it, there were a couple of different methods. And so I chose the one that most people said was the most authentic and the way to get the best creamy sauce. So I have not tried to make it. I was going to try to make it tonight when my mother-in-law comes for dinner, but then I thought, no, not going to make mother-in-law the guinea pig. So I'll try that. I'll do maybe carbonara that I've done before, and I know I can do that one, and maybe try this one over the weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like a good weekend recipe, too.
Yes.
Nice and easy.
Yes.
All right, well, let's switch gears and talk about the St. James Ladies Club Food Bazaar, which this year, I guess they usually have a rummage sale, but this year they're not doing that. They're just doing food?
They do. They have always had a rummage sale in conjunction with it. But what they found is that, St. James, when they do a bazaar, it's a little bit different than the other churches. A lot of the other churches, the parishioners just bring whatever their specialty is, and that's what they sell. But at St. James, they make certain recipes, and they make lots of certain recipes, like 40 pans of dressing or 40 pans of sweet potato casserole or whatever. But they also rely on the congregation to bring fresh cakes and pies and breads and cookies and brownies and that type of thing to sell. But what they found over the last couple of years is that people are so focused on the rummage sale that they're not focused on bringing the fresh baked goods. Mm-hmm. And so this year they said, we'll do the rummage sale in the spring. And we'll just focus on food this year. So it's Saturday from 8 to noon at the church in the Catholic Life Center.
All right. And so they'll have frozen casseroles, soups, tamales, fresh baked goods, breads, cakes, pies, cookies, brownies.
Right.
Sounds like a little bit of everything.
Yeah. They started, Raquel Thompson started making tamales maybe 4 or 5 years ago. They just sort of threw it out there as an experiment to see if that would interest the Hispanic community. But what they found was everybody loved them. So they make...
Raquel is a really good cook.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I just wanted to make sure I threw that in. We rely on her a lot at church and don't appreciate all that she does.
She heads up definitely the tamale making. But they're also, this year, they have a new dressing. Mm-hmm. It's a sausage dressing. with like sausage in it. And yeah. It was the day that I went, they had a pan of it made and it looked amazing. Huh. And then they have their jambalaya is always a big seller. And I believe their chicken enchiladas, and they'll have their little cookie medley that they have every year. So they'll have all the standbys, but they should have more fresh baked things that people like, you know, so they can have a nice pretty cake mm-hmm. for Thanksgiving.
Awesome. And proceeds from that go toward educational grants for high school seniors, kitchen appliances, VBS, Christmas party for senior citizens, a bunch of stuff.
Right.
A bunch of community things. So that's great. All right. And then lastly, let's talk about your cook of the week, Betty Dobbs. She's from Ripley, and she is an old-fashioned country girl, as you say in your story.
She is. She grew up in the Dry Creek community, and she was born at home. She weighed 2.5 pounds.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
You know, we're talking, I can't remember how old, she's 81. Mm. So back in the day that she was born, a lot of babies were born at home. But to have one that's 2.5 pounds, you know, is just about a lost cause back then. But she said that they put her in a shoebox and they kept her warm by the fire. And she made it. She's 81.
Here she is.
But she milked cows, and everything they ate, they grew, and everything revolved around school. And she went to school at Pine Grove, and she said that basketball was all they had. And so she wasn't a very good player, but she joined the basketball team so that she would have something to do.
Yeah, and so it sounds like she makes some pretty good classic Southern recipes. Let's see, beef tips with English peas, creamed potatoes, mac and cheese, biscuits and gravy, all that good stuff.
Oh, right. And then the day that we went, she made a tater tot casserole.
Oh, I see that in the photo here. That does look good.
She said that that's one of her family's favorites. And the other thing that they like is her chicken and dressing. Mm. And she makes it, you know, the old-fashioned way with a pan of cornbread and saute and all the stuff, pulling the chicken and putting it in it. But she told me that when stovetop stuffing first came out, you know, in the box, that she thought she'd take a shortcut. And so she made a pan of it, and her kids came in and they said, "What is that?" And she said, "Well, that's stuffing." And they took a bite of it and they pushed it away and said, "Mama, please make us some dressing."
So. Oh, that's funny. I want her to come cook at my Thanksgiving.
No kidding.
Sounds great. Well, all right, Jenna. Well, thank you. We're glad you're back in America, even though you're probably still dreaming of Italy.
We're glad to be home, but but it was a wonderful trip.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Be sure to listen to the Daily Journal's newest podcast, Open the Case of Leochi, where reporter Emma Kent.
Hello.
Hello. Takes a fresh look at the unsolved disappearance of a 13-year-old Tupelo girl from 25 years ago. That includes a potentially overlooked witness and a person of interest in the case that police have never spoken about publicly. Ooh. The 6-episode investigative serial podcast is now open in now open? It's now open. Oh, because that's the name of the show. I didn't even get that. The 6-episode investigative serial podcast is now available in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and a variety of other podcast apps, or you can stream it from our website at djournal.com/openpodcast.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Emma.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
So it's almost sports day.
Sports day?
That's what we're calling Saturday now.
Oh, God.
So if you like sports, look for the 2 sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal.
Go, sports team, on sports day. Score up.
Sport.
Point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans can check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode every Thursday afternoon in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Scott Moore is joining us now to discuss the movie he saw this week, Thank You for Your Service. It's kind of a sleeper movie that just rolled in.
I've seen the previews for a while, but then I'm at the theater every week, so it comes up. Miles Teller, it's based on a true story, based on a book about these guys' experiences in the Middle East, and really it's about how these three different guys and the people around them deal with their post-traumatic stress disorder. They come back, and so it's a it's an engrossing movie, no doubt about it, because there are a lot of questions that as a viewer you want to have, you know, what's going to happen. It's like, because you always feel like there's a chance for something really tragic to happen, the way the story is told. And some tragic stuff does happen. And so it does kind of, it starts to weigh on you after a while. I mean, and it's hard to complain, oh, I'm sitting through the movie about people coming back from the war and I got depressed. Yeah. It's kind of, it does weigh on you. I would appreciate it some more light moments along the way to break up some of the gloom. But beyond that, it's really just a solid portrayal of what these guys are going through as they try to reacclimate to life back in the U.S. after. And you get to see some of their experiences in country during the war.
They flashback.
Yeah, they have some flashbacks, and the director, or I guess the screenwriter, the guy who directed also, he holds some stuff in reserve. So we kind of, you know, we get some stuff early, then we get some stuff later that kind of fills in holes. And like Miles Teller, he was in Whiplash, and he's been around, and I think he does a fantastic job here in that I think that if you're just losing it, if you're just losing control, that's one thing. But to, like, be in control but then show cracks like he does, mm-hmm. it's a fine performance of somebody who's trying to hang in there because he's been a leader in Iraq, and so now he's trying to be strong for everybody, but he also, you see the cracks of what issues he's having.
Anybody else of note? I didn't recognize the other guy's name in the picture.
You know, actually, the Solo's wife, she's got a relatively small part, but I look for her, Keisha Castle Hughes. Mm-hmm. She was in a movie called Whale Rider. I don't know if you ever saw that, but it's about like a New Zealand tribe, and she's the first girl whale rider by the end of it, but there's all this kind of sexism going on. And then really,
Amy Schumer? In here, yeah, as
oh,
well.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and Amy Schumer's in it. She's fantastic. Well, she disappears in the role, kind of. She's. What I'm trying to say is, I believed her as an army wife, 100%. She's got a brown wig on. She's not, and she seems shorter for some reason. You know, when you see her on stand up, I guess the way they shoot her, she always seems, she's up there by herself.
Yeah.
She seems like a taller woman, but when you see her in scenes here, she's shorter. And like, you know, is that a camera angle, or am I just like being fooled by from I usually see her on stand up stages?
Yeah.
And she's not asked to do that much, but, you know, her character is significant in Miles Teller's journey of trying to figure things out, how he's going to deal with things.
It's very much not her normal genre.
But I still think you cut me off before I got my full Whale Rider. If you got a chance to see that, let your kids see it, whatever. I really enjoyed that movie. We own a copy of it.
I saw that name, and then she started laughing, and that
what was she laughing about?
She did laugh.
Yeah. Amy Schumer.
I was coughing.
Yeah. No, you laughed.
No, no.
I don't know what I was laughing.
It was laughter.
Like Amy Schumer. Yeah. Well, you know, when I saw her that she was in the I looked at the cast list before I saw the movie, and uh-huh. I saw her in it, and I thought, well, what the heck?
Yeah.
And so I was kind of surprised.
She didn't stand up for the troops.
No.
I'm just kidding.
But then when she shows up, it's like, oh, well, okay, well, that works. I guess she's trying to branch out and seems to work, you know?
Not the Goldie Hawn movie that she just did.
No, no, no.
That got terrible reviews.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. But yeah. the one before that, what was it called, Trainwreck?
Yes.
I laughed embarrassingly
much.
Yeah,
that was actually
pretty funny. Yeah.
You gave it a B, this, not Trainwreck. Thank you for your service. Your cohort gave it a B+.
That's right, Kelly Carlson.
It is playing at the Malco in Tupelo, Oxford, Corinth, and Columbus. Also Hollywood Premier Cinemas in Starkville.
Stark Vegas, they say.
Yeah. You're seeing Thor for next week.
That is correct. By law, we have to.
But I don't guess you'll be getting to... I don't think it's at Cinemark, is it? So you won't be getting to enjoy the new seating.
You know, I'm not sure about all that. I mean, I've got a recliner at the house when I want to recline. I don't know. I'll try it eventually, but I'm not really excited about new recliner seating stuff.
Well, don't have a choice. I mean, the next Cinemark maybe you see, you'll be in one.
Well, I mean, then I'll adapt then. You know, I'll make it work. But
because
they've
already done four, and now they're on the other. They've shut down the other four.
Here's my fear about Thor,
uh-huh.
Ragnarok.
Uh-huh.
How was that, Ragnarok?
That's the name, yeah.
Thank you. My fear about it is I may have seen all the best moments because there have been so many commercials for it.
You have not, as a matter of fact.
Have you, you seen have it?
Not seen. I can neither confirm nor deny that you have not seen all the best moments. And so, I've seen a lot of the moments.
I'm hearing this going to be like a Thor Hulk buddy comedy movie, more
it's,
like.
It's,
like
it's Midnight Run in space with Hulk and Thor.
I'm excited about
instead
it.
Instead of Charles Grodin. And
I was afraid I might have to try to convince Kelly to go see it.
Yeah.
But I realized because.
Chris Hemsworth and Mark Ruffalo. Well, that's what I said. Fine,
I realized, I mean, all I have to do is say it's Thor with you know, he'll probably take a shirt off. Yeah, and then boom, we're in.
It's like scene three, his shirt's off. And
I asked for a movie a while back. I can't recall what it was. I was Blade Runner, mm-hmm. which some people seem to like a lot better than I did. But I didn't like it. She didn't like it much. And so I owe her from that still. And so. Luckily, Hemsworth may take a shirt off, and that got us in on this one.
As we get into the holiday season, you'll end up in a rom-com situation.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Ooh, Bad Moms Christmas?
That's coming out this week as well, so we will not see it.
Is it this week?
So, yeah, so it'll be in competition to the superhero buddy comedy.
Gosh, that's early.
What, Christmas?
Christmas movies start coming out in November.
I guess I just thought maybe it would come out closer to Thanksgiving. I guess it is almost.
No, that's for Pixar. That's for the next Pixar movie is always there that week of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Which I haven't heard much about the new Pixar movie.
I've heard Coco is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
You know, they did one. Didn't Robert Rodriguez do a cartoon also of Day of the Dead style story? Mm-hmm. That I think it's on Netflix now, but I have not seen it.
Something of Life, Book of Life,
something like that. And so traveling some similar territory, mm-hmm. but I'm told it's one of those emotional Pixar knocks out of the park again. And then we'll see how Coco 2 does.
Coco 2, Electric Boogaloo. Thanks for coming on, Scott.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Remember to wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, and the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
And watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast every Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day.
Emma, do you like night sweats?
No.
Oh, well, they're going to be playing at Fair Park on Saturday.
You mean the band.
Yeah. What did you think? I meant actual night sweats?
Well, that's weird. It wasn't clear.
I'm sorry. Do you like Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats?
Yeah, they're good.
Is that how I should have worded that?
Yes, that would have been.
I don't know.
It was unclear. Chris, it was unclear.
It was vague.
It was meant to be. I don't know if this joke is accomplishing what it was supposed to accomplish or not. Anyway, they're going to play at Fair Park at a free concert to celebrate Toyota's 10th anniversary in Northeast Mississippi. That's going to get started at 5:30 p.m. Find out more information at toyotamsevents.com.
Will there be food there?
I'm sure food trucks will be on hand, as per usual, with any Fair Park event.
It's important.
I hope, I'd like to see Toyota do some more of this and bring in some bigger names here.
Yeah, do we have to wait another 10 years?
That's pretty good. I don't know.
You know what else is happening?
What?
There's a big concert going on tonight at the Bancorp South Arena.
Aaron Lewis and Blackberry Smoke at the Bancorp South Arena today at 7 p.m. Also, Alex Williams. I had not heard of him before this announcement, so I was listening to him. I like to... After I interview people, I like to Spotify them and listen to them while I write.
Do you really get in the kind of zone?
Kind of get in the headspace of them a little bit. Because I've never listened to Aaron Lewis's country music. I can remember Stained from when I was in high school. I wasn't a big Stained fan, but I remember you couldn't go anywhere and not hear Stained music during that time period.
Yeah. Oh, well, so what did you think?
It's country.
Yeah.
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 Not my genre, but not bad.
Right.
That's something for everybody, I guess. And that's not my... I do enjoy Blackberry Smoke. They're a little bit more on the rock heavy side than the country, the twangy side. So should be a good show. That's tickets range from 40 to 50, and they are still available by calling 841-6528. And if you like to laugh, Tupelo High School's production of Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will? Is going on. You have two more chances to see it. Saturday at 2 p.m. Saturday at 7 p.m., excuse me, and Sunday again at 2 p.m. It's a funny show. If you know Del Shores, that name is familiar to you. He wrote that show. It's an oldie I think it's set like in 85 or 86, but it's about a very deranged family in there.
Aren't they all?
Yes, whose patriarch is slowly dying after a stroke and cannot remember where he put his will.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Fun to watch a bunch of high schoolers play this, too. So
I'm sure.
They're all fighting over the will and who's in the will and who's not in the will and where the will is and all that good stuff. So that's going on at THS this weekend.
Awesome.
Yep. The end.
Well, that was fun.
It was.
Good weekend.
Yeah.
Good weekend full of stuff to do.
We had Chicago last night at the arena. So that's going on. Also, there's a concert announcement coming on Monday. So
from the arena?
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Yep.
Do you know who it is?
I do.
Any hints?
Nope. Non-disclosure agreement.
I understand.
Yes.
All righty, Derek. Well,
it's Emma and the Kents. They'll be performing.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah. They're big. They've got this one called Open. It's huge.
It is huge.
Mm-hmm. What?
I just don't know how to respond.
I don't either.
I'm not good at responding to jokes. Yeah.
I'm not good at banter. It's all right. We forgive you.
Yeah, well, this has been good.
Tell them where they can find us, Emma.
You can find us online at memo.djournal.com
mm-hmm.
or in iTunes and Google Play and all those other podcast apps that are out there. And on Twitter at djournalmemo. Check us out on the interwebs.
That's right.
Yep. Everybody have a good weekend.
Yes, you as well.